間にも。それではどうぞ皆さん、最後まで。
So Lauren's, we met Lauren recently. She's been a long time listener. She lives here in Chicago. She's maybe one of our prettiest listeners. I'm not going to lie. Don't you agree, Noah?
No.
She's skin to die for. Skin to die for.
You looked familiar, and you reminded me where we met before. And that was the Big Fatty Gathering, where it was a motley-looking crew of people.
I was the only girl in the entire bar.
And you were the...
Technically.
And a, like, put-together... beautiful girl. So it's like, who
is that? No, you really are one of our prettiest listeners. Sorry.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, Vince Lane.
Yeah.
You're second behind Lauren.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It was that motley looking crew of people.
I was the only girl in the entire bar.
And you were the...
Technically.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 566 of the BFO for Monday, the 5th. Of April 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is gonna recap quite an event-filled weekend to celebrate the chocolate bunnies and the hidden eggs and the ham holiday. Yes! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it has been quite the weekend for Big Fatty, and to include some over-serving. And y'all, I gotta say, Big Fatty had a little bit of a numbing headache when he woke up on Sunday morning, because y'all, I was over-served on Saturday night at the TricksPubOnline.com. But I'll get to that in a few minutes. Y'all, want to start off by letting you know that there have been quite a few updates on the Big G'days, the Big G'days trip to the Orlando coming up the 3rd through the 8th. Oh, that's when Big Fatty and Miss West will be there anyway. But... that big Licky, the Ginger Bear, and Julian, Team Julian, the albino. That would be honey baked ham and solid and the good corn on the cob. Because, y'all, you know, every once in a while, you just need a little dose of Mother Nature's GPS. Yes, Big Fatty, you need to track these things. But anyway, y'all, we heard, we got breaking news on, that one's kind of gurgly. That wasn't so, Big Fatty, that is vulgar. Please move on and try not to vomit during the show. Well, I'll try. But y'all, the update, we found out on Friday night that Aunt Anthony out there in the San Franciscos, Anthony is going to be coming down. He is going to be coming down to the Orlandos during the G'days. And y'all, he is coming down and he is going to be staying with his family. Now, y'all, I do not believe that family means, you know, the gays. But although I thought he was bringing his husband with him, but no, Big Fatty, his husband will not be attending. He does not want to have to endure Big Fatty. So, but Anthony is coming and is going to be staying with his family in some sort of, y'all, he sent me the link. It's some sort of fancy house just right outside the Disney gate. And, y'all, it has its own little private swimming pool, and I don't know if they're movie stars or, you know, or perhaps it is a cement pond. I don't know. But anyway, Ant is coming, and he is going to be coming to the meet and greet. The meet and greet, the podcaster and podcast listener meet and greet on Friday. And what day of the week is that? That'll be Friday, of course. Oh, Big Freddy, you're just being stupid now. That's the fourth of June, y'all. But Big Ricky the Ginger Bear and Albino are in charge of putting it together this year. They have stepped up to the plate, you know, and Big Fatty talked about people stepping up to the plate a while back. And y'all, I'm very proud that Big Licky and Julian did that. And y'all, they drove all the way from Lakeland, which y'all, it's an exhaustive drive. An exhaustive drive from Lakeland to Orlando. It's probably about 35 minutes. But they went and checked out a place that they were considering. Please consider the dinner. And y'all, it was vile. It was just vile. And y'all, I'm telling you, you know that Big Licky, he loves the CC's. And y'all, he loves the Taco Bell drive-thru and the Olivet Garden. But y'all, for him to say that a place was vile, you know it had to be vile. That's all I gotta say. No, Big Freddy, we will not be going there. It is vile enough for the Ginger Bear. But y'all, there were a couple of other suggestions that came up. Y'all, one of them came from that Daniel Beaver, and he said that we should go to. A place that, let me just see if I've got it right here. Y'all, it was called the Outback. And y'all, it is not the Bloomin' Onion Outback. It is the Outback Restaurant. And y'all, it is in one of those Disney hotels. I don't remember what it was, but it was like the Lake Buena Vista Palace. Oh, it's a fancy name. But y'all, it looks pretty good. You might want to go over to the Lake Buena. And I better make sure that's what that is. Big Freddy, can you not do that before you start the podcast? You're just wasting our time when you have to go over and goggle something. But y'all, while I'm goggling this, I might just let you know. I might just let you know that that Kim Beaver, Lake Buena Vista Palace. Where's the palace? Yes, Big Fatty. Lake Buena Vista Resort. Buena Vista. Oh, maybe it's the Buena Vista Palace. It's the B-U-E. Buena Vista Palace. That's it. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all go to the Buena Vista Palace.com. And you can go over there. And y'all, it's quite a handsome hotel. And it's one of the Disney Good Neighbor hotels. And y'all, you can go over there. Look at the services they offer, and well, I don't really see where the fucking where the restaurant is. Big Freddy, move on. All right, but anyway, you can go look at there it is under services and activities, the dining room, and y'all, the dining room is they've got, and it's quite handsome looking. They've got the Outback Restaurant serving Florida's finest steaks and seafood in an Australian-themed setting with a spectacular decor and multi-level waterfall. Now, y'all, I am a little afraid that Big Fatty might fall into the waterfall, but anyway. But, Daniel, I was telling you about that Kim Brewer, y'all, she's done yeoman's work over there at the lodge getting it ready, and y'all, it's pink as ever, but there are a few little glitches, but y'all, she's making it her own, and y'all, she had a picture of Arthur over there skiing in a furry costume. I had no idea he was into the furries, but anyway, so Daniel Beaver had suggested that restaurant, and then Mr. Vader suggested some pizza pie parlor. And so it's back. It's back in Big Licky and Julian's. What do you call it? It's back in their court. And y'all, but quite frankly, if I get a vote, I would vote for that Outback place. And not the one with the Bloomin' Onion. No, Big Freddy, not the Bloomin' Onion, because that's just as vile as the CC's Pizza. And, but, you know, we're going to leave it to them. Yes! And y'all, we got out of the coal mine a little bit early on Friday! And Big Fatty hauled it into the Ford Explosion. Y'all, I drove over to the AT&T store because I've just not been very happy. I have not been very happy about my, you know, a few months ago, I did the bundling. I did the bundling which put together the inner tubes and the home telephone and the cellular telephonic device. And y'all, it was supposed to lower my bill, and it raised it. It raised it up to $180 a month, and I'm like, no, no, I will not put up with this. And y'all, I went in to cut it all back anyway, and I ended up paying more. So I was just not happy. And y'all, we walked in the door, and the gay immediately was right all over us at the door. Larry Clyde went with me, and y'all, I finally got what I wanted. I got what I wanted. And so I'm very happy, and I told the gay, I told him his name is Larry. I told him, I said, Big Freddy owes you a complimentary beverage at the Patrick's Pub Online.com. And y'all, I saw him on Saturday night, and I kept my promise. So anyway, but y'all, it should be saving me about $50 a month with all the changes that were made. And Big Freddy will be much happier because of that. And y'all, you know, I had trouble with the inner tubes. I had trouble with the inner tubes on Thursday evening. And, y'all, the technician came by the Fat Cave on Friday morning, and he checked my pipe. And, Big Freddy, you may have a little pipe, but it's a good one. And so I had a good signal coming into the Fat Cave. So he decided that it might have been my modem. And, y'all, so he said, by the way, he's cute. Cute technician. Y'all, how many of those do you get every now and then? And had on his short pants and just a little doll baby. And gave me a new Motorola modem for the Fat Cave. And y'all, I couldn't, I'm just tickled pink. I'm tickled as pink as the Beaver Lodge. And then on Friday, after I finished doing the AT&T, y'all, I came home on Friday and I piddled around. I don't remember what I really did on Friday night. We did the LFC. We had an LFC. Y'all, we had 30 people in the studio audience on Friday night. Couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. And so thank you so much to everyone who attended. And then on Saturday, we were supposed, Miss Porter and Granny and I, and the president of the, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, you got it coming out both ends now. President of the horror group, we were supposed to go to the Victories for some sort of fundraiser. And that just kind of pooped out. And y'all, I talked to some folks, and they said it was like going to Lilith Fair. Now, that Beaver would have loved it, I'm sure. Because y'all, it was a pig picking. Yes, Big Freddy. And so we decided instead we would just go out to the Patrick's Pub Online.com on Saturday night and have a complimentary, not a complimentary, but a beverage or 10. And y'all, you know, Big Fatty goes about 9:30, and by the time the horror show starts about 11:15. I'm ready to go, and usually I'm out of there before 12. Y'all, I didn't leave until quarter of 2. Granny and Miss Porter left before I did, and y'all, this is unheard of. It is absolutely unheard of. But I spent the day on Saturday catching up on some television programs that were on the TiVo, because y'all got the new TiVo coming, as you all know. And, y'all, one of the programs that I caught up on was the South Park. I don't know if you watch the South Park or not, but y'all, I highly encourage you to look at watch the episode entitled
medicinal fried chicken. Y'all, it is without a doubt one of the funniest episodes I've ever seen. Y'all, they were the men in South Park wanted to get the medical marijuana, the dope. They wanted the medical dope, and y'all, to be able to get it, they would stick their testicles in the microwave. And y'all, they had balls bigger than Big Fatty's. Ah, Big Fatty, we can't imagine anything that large. But y'all, I've got more to tell you about the weekend. But y'all, I've got something else I've got to do before the time gets away from me today. Yes, Big Fatty, you do. It's very important. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, when I left the Patrick's on Saturday night, I stopped by the post office, and y'all, there was a package there. There was a package, y'all, it was a big old shiny silver envelope. It looks like it's made of tinfoil, and y'all, there must be 30 Easter seals. Y'all, do you remember the Easter seals? I didn't know they still made them. Well, these say 2009, so that maybe they don't still. Oh, that says 2000, that says 2010. 2010. But y'all, I didn't know they still made the Easter seals. And y'all, there was some sort of little Boys Town sticker on there too, and a swan. Maybe that's that swan that's the American Lung Association has the swan. Maybe that's that swan that lives near that ginger bear and racist. But y'all, it is from the Tampa area. And y'all, I'm just going to open it up right now. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh! Dear Gussie, what is this? Ah, y'all. Oh, my goodness. Y'all, I have received. Now, let me just read the letter here. It says, Dear Big Fatty, you know how much I love a scratch-off show. Hope one of these is a big winner, or at least pays for a Tangeray and tonic at the Gay Days. Good luck, Guru Nudie. And y'all, it is from the Guru Nudie. And y'all, he has sent me a $2 Lotteria. A Lotteria card. And he has sent me a Monopoly card and the Lucky Bucks. Oh, and there's another Monopoly card. Now, y'all, I do not have time to scratch these off today. So I am going to hold these until tomorrow. And, y'all, the excitement can build. And Guru Nudie, thank you so much. By the way, Guru Nudie has made his reservations. Y'all, he is staying at the Chevrolet Springs, Coronado Springs. Is that it? Yeah, I think that's it. But y'all, it's too big. It is too big for Big Fatty. But y'all, he's staying there because they have a liberal nudity policy there, evidently. And you know how the Guru Nudie loves to run around with his Easter eggs hanging out. So yes, Big Fatty, almost as much as you do. Now, so Guru Nudie, thank you so much for that special Easter surprise that we will devote tomorrow's show to the scratch-offs. But y'all, at the Patrick's Pub on Saturday night, I ran into a listener. Actually, I ran into two listeners. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, they were, we'll call them Larry and Larry. And y'all, there was a complimentary beverage purchased, and we just cheddar-chatted and cheddar-chatted and cheddar-chatted. And that was one of the reasons that Big Fatty stayed so late. But y'all, it was something that came out of that conversation is that y'all, evidently NASCAR is one of the gayest things you can attend in person. Y'all, I had no idea. I had no idea. No, Big Fatty, you had no idea. But y'all, I know that you had a great weekend, and I'll finish telling you about my weekend tomorrow. And y'all, on tomorrow's show, you will hear the voices of a certain...
It was that motley-looking crew of people.
I was the only girl in the entire bar.
And you were the...
Technically.
Well, now, y'all, and it really is going to be that motley crew tomorrow. Yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.